Blog Talk Radio.
It makes me excited to do the show, even though there is no song also, I'm already excited every day. So everyone, this is Nisha, your host at Drive-Thru HR, the number one internet daily radio show for the HR professionals. And my partners, Brian Mumpen and Will Limpton, are not available today. So this is going to be me doing a solo with our wonderful, wonderful guest that I've met at Oklahoma Shrimp Conference last year. It was indeed a great moment for me to hang out with her, and I can't wait for this year Oklahoma Shrimp Conference that is coming up on May 6th to May 9th, and I'm really, really looking forward for that and to get to, you know, hang out with our wonderful guest, Lori Meher. Hey, Lori, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nisha. I appreciate it. I'm glad to participate today.
Well, you know, the time, it's just 1 year, it just went away just like that, right? Can you imagine that?
Exactly. It doesn't seem like it's been a year since we were last in Oklahoma. We were in Oklahoma City last year. And this
Correct.
Year we're headed to Tulsa, so that's exciting. A new venue as well will be at the Cox Convention Center, so we're excited about that venue. And we're working very feverishly to get ready and get everything set up for all the attendees and exhibitors. So everything's going great, and we look forward to you participating as part of our social media team. So we're really honored that
Yay.
You'll be present with us. So excited
yeah,
about that. So I'll just jump in. My name is Lori Meher, and I am an association management professional, and I'm located in Kansas City, Missouri. I'm involved in planning the Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kansas state conferences for the state councils of SHRM. So very excited to participate in all three of those conferences. So I would like to start out by giving just a brief overview of what we've got coming up, and then we'll talk a little bit about next year's conferences and hopefully can gather some interest from potential speakers that might be listening or listening later that might be interested in participating in our conferences, and hopefully can build on those from a social media perspective as well as from a speaker perspective. So starting out with Oklahoma, as you mentioned, that conference is May 6th through the 9th in Tulsa this year. Dr. Steve Robbins is going to be doing a pre-conference workshop for us on Tuesday, May the 6th. It'll be a diversity and inclusion summit. So that'll be a full-day pre-conference workshop in conjunction with the state conference. And then we're really excited to have our three keynote speakers, or actually we'll have four keynote presentations during the conference. Dr. Robbins will also be doing one of those keynotes on Wednesday afternoon, but our opening keynote will be Talent Anarchy. So we're very excited to have Joe and Jason participate in this year's conference as our opening keynote. And then we'll follow that in the afternoon with a general session keynote with Dr. Robbins, following up again on the diversity and inclusion topic. And then on Thursday and Friday, we have Margaret Morford, and she will be doing one of her strategic programs, Running with the Big Dogs. So we're really excited to have her in Oklahoma. I think Margaret has presented at almost every SHRM conference across the U.S., I think there are three or four SHRM conferences that she has not presented, and Oklahoma is one of those. So we're really excited that she's going to be traveling to Oklahoma and that she will be with us this year. And then closing out the conference, we're really excited as well to have Jeff Havens. Jeff will be doing his presentation on Unleash Your Inner Tyrant, so we're very excited to have him participate as well. So we also will have a great team of social media experts on site with us, including Nisha, you, and we're very excited that you'll be there again this year. We will also have Chris Fields and Lisa McConnell will be helping us with the social media efforts. We'll also have several speakers that will be present during the conference as well, so we're excited about that, and they will also obviously assist us from a social media perspective. So we're very excited and honored to have a lot of those people with us this year. Specifically, we have just a great, great lineup of speakers and over 14 hours of PHR and SPHR recertification credits, so that's very exciting. Brian Wimpen, he will actually be there doing a breakout session. We've got Robin Schooling, who will be coming up and doing a breakout session for us. Greg Hawks will be with us, and that's just to name a few. So we're very, very excited about this year's conference. Looks like we also have William Tincup, so that's exciting. And we are very much looking forward to having everyone participate in the conference, and that will be underway just in a couple of weeks. We've got over 100 exhibitors that have already registered for the conference and over 500 attendees. So we're on target for it to be a large conference, and we're very excited about that.
Wow,
the second conference.
So cool.
So the second conference that we're working on is Missouri SHRM. And Missouri SHRM will be held August 6th through the 8th at Tantara Resort at Lake of the Ozarks. And we're very excited about that conference as well. In particular, we've got some new things going on this year. Eric Wall will be our opening keynote, and many of you know Eric, and that's it's going to be a great presentation for us. So we're very excited about having him with us this year. Joe Gerstadt's going to be doing, on Tuesday the 5th, he's going to be doing a Culture Builder Boot Camp, so we're excited about that as well. And then Joe will also be doing he will also be participating with us in a breakout session. And then we have, on our Thursday morning keynote, we're doing Ignite HR. So William Tincup is going to be facilitating that for us, and we'll be using our social media team that will be on site. So we've got Dwayne Lay, we've got Tiffany Kuhl, we've got Jonathan Brewer, Trish McFarland, Matt Charney, Brian Wimpen, Chris Fields, and Rochelle. So we're excited to have that entire social media team present with us this year. So very excited about that as well, and looking forward to that Ignite HR keynote on Thursday morning. We also have a couple of local Missourians that are going to be that just wrote a book, Julie McKee and Darren Fristo, and they recently wrote a book, and it's scheduled to be released just in the next couple of weeks, but it's called Lifeguard, Babysitter, and Executioner. These are two local attorneys here in Kansas City that have practiced labor and employment law for many years, and now Julie is actually in-house counsel as well as HR director for a local company here in Kansas City. So these two individuals wrote this book. We're very excited to have them do a general session for us at Missouri SHRM. And then closing out the conference, we will have Amanda Height, and so she's going to be doing a great presentation for us as well on the social revolution. So we're very honored to have Amanda present during the conference as well. We also have, you know, several of the people that many of us all know. William Tincup, obviously, I mentioned him earlier, but he will be there doing a presentation for us. And then we also have Donna Rogers and Tiffany Kuhl will each be doing a presentation. Matt Charney will be there. Trish McFarlane, Don McPherson, Sean Buxton. The list goes on and on. Brian Wimpen. I don't really want to leave anyone out, but it's hard for me to catch everybody, too. So we're very excited about all of those speakers and the Missouri SHRM conference. So registration is open for that conference as well, and plans are moving forward. So we're excited about Missouri. And then we also have Kansas on the horizon, September 17th through the 19th, and that will be in Wichita, Kansas. And our opening keynote speaker will be Scott Burrows. And Scott was a wide receiver at Florida State University and a top-ranked kickboxing champion. And he also experienced a serious automobile accident in 1984, and he does a presentation just about basically overcoming adversity, vision, mindset, and grit. So we're very excited to have Scott participate in the Kansas SHRM conference as the opening keynote. Then we have Aaron Davis out of Nebraska, who will be talking about championship teams with us on our Thursday keynote, and then Joe Gerstadt will be the closing keynote and doing his freak flag flying presentation. So registration is open there as well, and we are finalizing the speaker grid, and that is we anticipate to have that all finalized this week, and we'll be able to announce our speakers and get all of that information moving forward in the next week or so. But we do have registration open, and so needless to say, it's been a little crazy from my perspective, but but things are going well, and everything is scheduled and on time, so we're excited about that.
Wow, this is so great to hear, like three conferences that are coming up, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kansas. So, you know, mostly for all the attendees, I've been one of the attendees, so I know it's a great event. You put all these speakers and all these avenues that we can, we'll be able to come in and learn and capture all those thoughts and insights and even industry trends. So it's like a great event. So it would be great if you can talk a little bit about, you know, some of the stories behind the screen that we don't know, but you have that privilege, or you take some challenges in order to host this event in a successful manner.
Well, there's always challenges, but I think the biggest thing with SHRM just in general is the appreciation mm-hmm. that we all have for the volunteers. None of these conferences would be possible without the volunteers. I mean, I am just a small piece of the pie when it comes to planning a state SHRM conference. So all of our volunteers across the state, they are behind the scenes working diligently to recruit new sponsors, new exhibitors, to assist in the selection of the speakers, to promote when we have our call for presentations forms open on the website. We ask all of the chapter presidents and all of the state council members and just in general the members across the state to share our links with them regarding the conference call for presentations so that we can get a diversity and focus on diversity of our speakers. We like to use local speakers, but obviously we like to have speakers that are out of state. We also like to have speakers that are experts in the human resources profession, that are social media experts, that are legal experts. So we don't really limit that just to local speakers. So we do look at speakers outside of the state. We do look at speakers that are active and that are speaking at other state conferences and receive great feedback. So, but the volunteers are invaluable. So I can't say that enough, but we've had volunteers working on all aspects of all three of these conferences. So the things that I focus on really on the back end are just kind of holding all of the pieces together and keeping us on a timeline and keeping the volunteers focused on particular tasks and duties and deadlines that we all need to meet. One of the other things that all three of these conferences utilize is a mobile application for the conference, which I kind of coordinate that on the back end. And that is while it's a very robust tool, it's also a lot of work to put those applications together. So we've been utilizing, again, a local company called Joshua Communications for all three of those conferences for their mobile app. And Brenda Perkins is one of the owners of that company, and Brenda was previously the Southwest Central Region MAC rep. And so she's very familiar with SHRM. She's very familiar with SHRM conferences, and that's really been a huge benefit to us. So we've really looked at cutting our cost in terms of printing and publishing and really transitioned to the mobile application. And that really allows us to engage all of the conference attendees, all of the exhibitors, and all the sponsors together in one social environment. So very excited about that. But putting that together on the back end is one of my responsibilities, or funneling that information to them that they need for the mobile application, and also working primarily with the speakers, collecting their handout materials, providing them with templates for their PowerPoint presentations, swapping out speakers when and if we have cancellations and all of those sorts of things. So really my the things that keep me up are the things on the back end, just kind of the day-to-day functions and coordinating and making sure all of the sessions qualify for HR recertification credit and those sort of things. But the volunteers really make these conferences run. And so when you're ever attending a SHRM conference or a chapter event or any of those sorts of things, make sure that you do show appreciation to the volunteers, because without it or without volunteers, we wouldn't be able to do the things that we do. And I think across the board, all of the SHRM organizations, you know, have volunteer boards and volunteer leaders that work very, very hard to make sure all of these things come together as well. So I'm just kind of the catalyst on the back end of that, you know, keeps us focused. But without them, my life would be very miserable. So I appreciate them very much.
Oh, yeah. We really appreciate your support, too. So when it comes to, as you said, the HR certification and recertifications, I wanted to touch a little bit about that, too. For an attendee like me or any other attendee who are coming to the conferences, the motivation would be different. It depends upon people, right? Some people, they wanted to network with people, network with like-minded professionals that they already met on social media. And mainly everyone comes here to learn and know the industry trends from the experts. But at the same time, most of them wanted to get their HR certification as well. I mean, HR recertification as well. So what have you seen from the attendees? You know, what are the main motivators for them to come in for a conference and then attend it? How often do you see that people really wanting to come for forward to get their HR recertification going?
Well, I think that there's a combination of people, and like you said, many people attend the conference for different reasons, but HR certification or recertification credit is very important to most attendees. The requirements obviously drive participation in state conferences. It's easy to attend a conference and pick up, you know, a majority of your credits that are required annually. So we really do, you know, we focus on trying to make sure that every breakout session within the conference is approved for recertification credit. And we occasionally will have a conference that or a session that focuses strictly on personal development that oftentimes or occasionally is not approved for recertification credit. But I would say that that's really a rarity. When we're looking at speakers and looking at presentations, we really try to focus on those that we know will be approved for recertification credit. We also really try to look at making sure that we have a good slate of strategic business credit or business management credit, as it's now called. But we really try to run at least one of those sessions per concurrent session time slot so that an individual that is SPHR certified can get a good number of strategic business credits during the conference. So that's a big focus for us. And, you know, it's not a focus of everyone that attends the conference, but whether you're certified or not, it allows us to keep the you know, a good variety of educational opportunities and programs. And we try to, you know, if there's a real hot topic, depending on the year, depending on, you know, the time of year, what we're seeing, we will occasionally run a session more than one time if we feel that, you know, attendees would want to, or a majority of the attendees would be interested in that. Like, for instance, a labor and employment law update or something like that that we're not running as a general session, we might run something like that twice. But for the most part, you know, we just try to spread it out and cover, you know, all of the aspects of the human resource profession. And we also look at the HR Certification Institute body of knowledge and really kind of plan our sessions, you know, around those modules so that we have, you know, something for everyone from, you know, beginners to the well-experienced HR professionals, just to increase the appeal of the conference and make sure that we have a broad interest in attendance.
Great. Well, when it comes to the after the conference, even if it is concurrent sessions, you know, the feedback form that has been given out to all the attendees, and most of them, they will fill it out, and then some, they might not fill it out. But then still, I would highly see that the feedback that we get from the attendees would be able to help us to know what can we do better in our probably in our next event or so. So what do you recommend for the attendees when it comes to filling up that feedback form? What should they do? How much valuable is it is for you as a coordinator or for you as a person who are trying to find out wonderful speakers?
Sure. Well, that's a great question, and I think that the evaluation and feedback is very important not only to the speakers, but it is important to those of us that are planning the conference. But what I would also say is that in speaking for these three conferences in particular, our only speakers that receive any sort of honorarium or compensation are the keynote speakers. And so all of those speakers that speak for our concurrent sessions typically are speaking at their own expense. They're volunteer speakers doing volunteer sessions. And while we still focus on quality versus quantity, and we always should do that, these speakers are donating their time. And they're all very knowledgeable. They're all experts in their field. Most of them own their own consulting practice or they're HR practitioners within a particular company. But one thing that we really try to encourage the attendees is to provide constructive feedback. Oftentimes, we take the opportunity behind an evaluation form to provide feedback that's not always constructive. And that's one thing that I would say is very important to the speakers. If you can take away one or two items from any breakout session, whether you feel the speaker meets your expectations or whether the handout materials meet your expectations, any of those sorts of things, I would just encourage attendees to please try to think of something constructive to help the speaker improve and get better versus using it as an opportunity to be completely negative. So I've seen both, and I think that it helps all of us to understand, you know, perhaps the session doesn't meet your needs, and that's okay to say that, but give them some constructive feedback, just as you would an employee that you were working with on some sort of a performance plan. It's the same thing, and I think that's one thing over the years that I've seen. I've really tried to encourage people to give constructive feedback, and we do utilize that. We look at that. We look at the events that we plan. We look at the social interaction that we offer. We look at the activities that we offer in the exhibit hall. We look at the options and the benefits that we provide all of the sponsors and get their feedback and just make sure that we're meeting their needs. And each year we're constantly looking at ways to improve all of those aspects of the conference. So the feedback is very important. These three conferences in particular utilize the mobile application for the feedback so we can get immediate feedback on the speakers. There's a link within the presentation, so when someone clicks on the speaker session, they'll see a brief description of the session. They'll see a link for their handout materials if that's applicable. And then at the bottom, they'll also see a link to provide feedback on that speaker. So it's fresh, and they can do that during the session. It's just five or six questions that give them an opportunity to provide live feedback so that we're not asking them to go back to their office, you know, a week or two later and try to remember information about those speakers. And that's helped us a lot, too, to get immediate feedback so that the information's fresh and it allows us to respond accordingly if there's something that needs to be addressed while we're actually on site at the conference.
Wonderful. Well, for the audience, those who are going to attend for this year's conference, what are your advice for them to get the most out of this conference?
Well, I think that to engage, to go to the conference and engage with the exhibitors, engage with the speakers, and engage with the other conference attendees. I think that one of the things that we all know, one of the things that I've learned is that you can never have enough friends. So I think it's great that we, you know, there's a group of us that interact regularly, whether it's through Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn. But I can usually send out a question and have an answer just within a few seconds. And so I think that one of the things I would recommend is just to attend these conferences and increase your network of people, whether it's just sitting with them at the conference and sharing ideas, if you're coming to the conference with a particular need or a particular issue that you would like to have addressed, you know, just feel free to network with the other attendees and ask them how they're addressing those issues. Or if you have, you know, if you're looking for new consultants or new exhibitors or new sponsors or people that are providing goods and services, you know, come with that information and utilize those people that support the profession. I think that that's one thing I would encourage people to do, you know, and look at those people that are exhibiting at every conference and that are traveling from state to state and participating in these state conferences and supporting the human resources profession and how well they're tied into SHRM and making, you know, being a quality provider, utilize those people and include them in your network.
Great. Well, if you are able to pinpoint one particular event that every attendee should not miss in this conference, Oklahoma State Conference, what would it be?
I would say, you know, to participate in, gosh, I mean, I don't know. I would say just engage in every activity. That's a hard thing to answer. I think, you know, the keynote sessions are important. I think just attending the sessions that are of most interest to you. Fortunately, with the mobile application, you'll be able to access handout materials from all of the sessions versus only the sessions that you're attending. So you'll have a wealth of information that you'll be able to take back with you. So if you miss a session, you can also, you know, you still have access to that information. But I would say, you know, the social events, we're doing a trolley tour on Thursday evening. Attend the social events and network. You know, bring your, you know, tools where you can participate in the social media efforts of the conference. And, you know, we'll have a table there for social media, you know, those that are experts in social media that will help you get set up on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all of those various tools if you're not already at that stage, and really help you, you know, engage in the conference, especially from a social media perspective, because it's interesting when all of us, you know, are watching other state conferences as they're occurring and retweeting information and getting nuggets of information from other conferences. So I think that, you know, social media is a big part of it. So be engaged in that and just participate, you know, as much as you possibly can. Participate in the opening mm-hmm. reception in the exhibit hall and again, you know, utilize the networking component of the conference, you know, to your best benefit.
Well, Laurie, thank you so much for being here with us today. It's been a wonderful conversation.
You're welcome.
And I can't wait to meet you in 2 weeks of time. And thank you so much to, you know, the board members and the people who have given the opportunity to, you know, come in and support the conference by being a social media member. And I really, really appreciate that opportunity. And finally, where can people find more details about the conference? And if at all anybody is waiting there to, you know, register it, where can
sure.
they find more details?
Okay, well, great. For Oklahoma, the website is okhrconference.com, so okhrconference.com. Missouri is mo-shrm.org, and Kansas is kssshrm.com. So visit any of those websites to find more information, and you can also connect with me on Twitter at Lori, L-O-R-I-L, Mayer, M-A-H-E-R, and I would be happy to provide any information that you would need or network with you through that social media tool. So I look forward to hearing from all of you.
Great. And would you like to share the hashtags for this conference so that people can have a look at it?
Sure. The hashtag for the Oklahoma SHRM Conference is hashtag OKSHRM, and for Missouri, it's hashtag MOSHRM14, and for Kansas, it's hashtag KSSHRM14. So watch for more information through that avenue as well.
Great. Well, thank you so much, Lori, and I can't wait to meet you in 2 weeks of time at Oklahoma State Conference. And bye to everyone, to all of our audience. We'll talk to you all tomorrow.
Hey.